I'm enormously grateful to him, and I think he was a very fine New Yorker.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right. We see ourselves this morning reading stories about two more police officers shot in Ferguson. There is
disgraceful.
Horrible. But I want to ask you a question based on some other items at the moment here. The fight of the girl being beat up in I think it was Brooklyn after school. Nobody did anything. Bill Bratton, the police commissioner, before the city council yesterday, the gallery was so noisy they had to be cleared out. I think that, and I believe that the tone in New York City and this country with this Justice Department from on policing and relationships, man, I got to tell you, I think things are going south.
Well, John, I said this back last summer, and of course, the Washington Post gave me four Pinocchios, and the liberal media has, beaten the heck out of me on it. But here's the reality, and I'll say it again. It all starts at the top. It's the tone that's set by the president. And here's how I know this, John. I spent a lot of the latter part of the summer and a good deal of the fall overseas, South America and Europe. And I just came back from Berlin, Dubai, and Israel. On BBC, on CNN International, we are described as a racist police department. In general, all 800,000 police officers, systemic racism. Every other day they have another story on racism, racism, racism. It is the obligation of the President of the United States to explain to the American people and the world that our police are the best in the world. They are the most trained. They are the most restrained. The New York City Police Department discharges its firearms less often per capita than just about any police department in America. There are a very few incidents that turn out to be bad incidents. And the one they tried to make into a bad incident, Ferguson, where they all went crazy, was a man who was shot in the commission of a crime. And it turned out to be a justifiable homicide, both by the state grand jury and by Eric Holder. And believe me, if they could have prosecuted that police officer, they would have.
And Rudy, how about Holder last week with that report and his press conference? He gave complete cover to those that destroyed other people's businesses and the rest of it.
I don't know if that lawsuit is justified or not, but if you're going to bring that lawsuit, it requires a 5-minute explanation of why you were wrong about Ferguson with regard to the shooting that took place. Why many people had come forward, including 8 African-American witnesses, to completely corroborate what the police officer said. How 2 of those African-American witnesses described how they were intimidated not to come forward. How the idea that he had his hands up. Remember the football players that came out with
sure,
their hands up?
Absolutely.
That's a total, absolute lie. It is completely 100% untrue, proven under oath. So if you're going to put out that report, which you know is going to create turmoil in Ferguson, you got to spend more time explaining how the original facts were wrong and the wrong impression was created by the president making such a big deal out of this. This was a holdup in a convenience store with a guy who was fleeing, who punched the heck out of a police officer, and then charge the police officer. That is proven beyond any doubt by the grand jury testimony that I've read.
You know,
and it has to be proven beyond any doubt, because if it wasn't true, don't you think Eric Holder would have prosecuted him?
Absolutely. You know, Rudy, for years now, I have been maintaining that one of my big, I've had a lot of disappointments with this administration, just like you. But I think one of the major items that was missed and that could have been the legacy of Barack Obama, and that would have been the use of the bully pulpit to talk to young black men around this country and do it every single day.
John, I have told people in his administration who I am close to, and there aren't many of them, I said to them, this president, I said exactly what you're saying. In fact, I had this conversation about 2 months ago with one of them. I said, this president has a chance to leave a legacy that no other president will have a chance to leave until we get another African-American president. And who knows when that's going to be, right? And that is, he could explain that, yes, there are bad police, and yes, there are police that act improperly, and yes, there are more contacts between the police and blacks, and we're doing everything we can. I did, and Bloomberg did, and Bratton did, and Safer, and Kerik, and everybody. Remember courtesy, professionalism, and respect? Howard Safer put that in. Treat them better. Treat them the right way. Treat them fairly. But here's the big story, John. That's the footnote. The big story is the enormous amount of crime. That's the big story. That is 99%. The other is 1%. 70% of the homicides in New York City are committed by African Americans. That there are many, many extremely understandable reasons for it historically and environmentally, and it is not because blacks are better than whites or whites are better than blacks. It has a lot to do with sociological facts that we all know. But those are the facts. And if an African-American president stood up and said, I hate to mention it because of what happened afterwards, the kinds of stuff that Bill Cosby used to say, the kinds of stuff that Imam Pasha says at the Malcolm X Mosque, this is our responsibility. If there were less crime, I remember Imam Pasha giving a sermon saying, if there was less crime in our community, there would be less police in our community. It's as simple as that. He looked at his congregation, half made up of ex-convicts, and said, you don't like having the police around, right? And they said, yes. He said, here's how to stop it. Cut down on the number of shootings, cut down on the number of robberies, cut down on the number of rapes, those police officers who were there last night who got shot, why were they there?
That's because there was a demonstration. There was a demonstration threatening the police department.
They were there also to protect stores, many of whom are owned by African Americans.
I know. That's the crazy part of this.
Who have been destroyed now two times. Last month, Senator Danforth called me and asked me to please help get the Justice Department to make a decision about the case because the stores were afraid to reopen because they knew as soon as they reopened, they were going to get destroyed again, and they had no insurance left. And he said to me that most of these owners are African-American owners. So those two police officers who are now in the hospital are now in the hospital for protecting African-American citizens. Please say thank you to them. Give them a medal.
Yeah,
explain
well, I can
that
tell
is
you,
mostly what's going on.
That's not going to happen. And the other,
and
the other part...
And here in New York, Ramos and Lou, who I will never forget. I will never forget their assassination because I went to see their families. I got very close to the Lou family in particular. With the Tunnel to Towers, we raised the money to pay off their mortgages. We raised over $1.1 million to pay off their mortgages. Those men were assassinated because of this atmosphere that was created.
And
we've got to stop this.
We have to stop it. But the other thing that the president has missed on in this vein, in this conversation, within this conversation, is the to transmit the idea of hope to a minority community that is hopeless in too many instances. And for
and there's no reason to be hopeless. The opportunity is now
correct,
there.
But
he doesn't do it. He doesn't take advantage of it.
Correct.
I explained it this way to a person very close to him. And I can't. It was a private conversation, and I get the poor guy in trouble if I probably told you who. And I said, this is like Nixon going to China. Nixon could go to China because Nixon was a strong anti-communist going back to the McCarthy era. So he could go to China and he wouldn't get criticized. If Kennedy had gone to China, who knows what would have happened, right? Well, this guy has credentials as an African-American. We know that he loves his background, respects his background, cares about his background. We know that he's a good man. I disagree with Barack Obama on almost everything, but I think Barack Obama is a good family man, and he's a good man. If he stands up and he says, you see, my family, my two daughters, my wife, the way we're together, etc. This is the model. This is the model we need for, and this is what we got to build toward. And we got to figure out how to build toward that. Of course, we're going to help single parent families. Of course, we're going to do that. And a lot of kids come out of single parent families, and they're fine. But the model has got to be mom, dad, kids, mom and dad helping with the homework, mom and dad involved in the school, and particularly to talk to African American men about the large incidence of crime.
Rudy, let me ask you this question. The person that you talked to, why did they have a reason why he hasn't done it?
I'm going to tell you what they said, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. They said, we've talked to him about it. We've talked to him about it. With a little bit of a sense of disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We've talked to him about it. Boy, that would be an act of courage. And the first guy, you know, the first guy to applaud him would be me. I'd be, or maybe he wouldn't want me to applaud him. It'd be better if I didn't, he'd feel better. I'll either applaud him or I'll criticize him, whatever he wants. But if he does that, I'm telling you, for whatever else he does, right or wrong, he gets a place in history.
I've been screaming about this for years.
He's ruining the Middle East. He's giving the Middle East away to Iran. I mean, we're in the process of creating a war between the northern part of the Middle East and the southern part of the Middle East. And it's going to be created by Barack Obama and John Kerry if they keep this up. If they keep up doing what they're doing.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. But unfortunately, we got to stick with these guys for another 2 years. But I just wish, I know that the Republicans in Washington have done the letter thing. You got Boehner. I don't know. I just think that they're too quiet.
Here's the problem. The headline coming out of Washington is all of these police incidents that are made into big things. People brought to the White House, hugged, squeezed, called. And then the good things the police do become the footnote. It's got to get reversed. Mm. It's got to get reversed. And he's got to stop having Al Sharpton hanging around with him.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that.
I don't care what you say. If you have Al Sharpton hanging around you, you are saying to every policeman in America, you are anti-police. And if you don't realize that, you're not connecting to reality. Even more than the things the president has said or not said, it's having Al Sharpton hanging around with him, who has been involved in so many phony situations attacking police and prosecutors, that to the police prosecutor community, and there are 800,000 police, a lot of them, you see Al Sharpton, even African-American police officers will tell you, well, if you hang around with Al Sharpton, you must be anti-police. If he's an advisor of yours, you must be anti-police. He's got to lose Sharpton.
Well, he's not going to. He's got too much invested in Sharpton, or Sharpton's got too much invested in him.
Got to lose him, too, for that matter. I mean, it's like walking around with a poster, I hate the police.
Yep, and that's exactly, we have just come full circle in this conversation from where we started.
With a long history of incidents that we don't have time to go over. I know him from the time he was like 17 years old when I was United States Attorney, so I know a great deal about his background. This man shouldn't be with the president, he shouldn't be with the mayor, and if you want to... You want to resurrect the feeling about the police that we should have in America, you don't have this guy hanging around.
You're absolutely right. Rudy, I'm running out of time here. I could talk all day with you. I thoroughly...
Okay.